everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being in customer service when Joe Curry comes walking through the door. Our number to call in, if you... Actually, you can't call in tonight. Never mind, we got four mics. No call in. No calling for you. But you can listen to us in the Den Pen on davinsden.com. Or if you're listening to one of our affiliates, go to davincomedy.com and click on chat and go. And then you're in our chat room. That's basically it. I am joined two special guests tonight, Mr. David Harris and Miss Heather Height. Miss Heather Height. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Very good.
Good, good. How's it going, brother?
Everything is well. Joe is efforting to be here. I know Joe had a lot of things go on in the past couple of weeks that he's pissed off about, so that will be good.
Yeah, he was caught up in a very pesky situation involving a bathroom in North Carolina.
Well, you know, he went in with his rot gut keyboard outfit, which was a dress, and he alarmed some folks.
Exactly. It's very strange. You know, he's had to converse with the police, and he's in the process of getting worked out. He should be here later.
Yeah, we expect Joe to be here. And, you know, whenever Joe is confronted in these situations, he always remains calm and composed. So I'm sure nothing bad has happened to him.
Of course. Joe is the pinnacle of grace.
Yes.
Under pressure.
Yes. When I think there's a situation where I need somebody to be cool, calm, and collected, Joe Curry's like 164th on that list of people I go to. Pip is out. She'll be here next week on tonight's show. As we've alluded to, Joe has some youth stink. So if you follow Joe on Facebook, it's been a tumultuous couple of weeks.
Yeah, Joe. Joe's been going through some stuff.
Yes.
Poor Joe.
Poor Joe. Well, you know, his pain is our gain.
True, because
the word tumultuous sounds so sexy.
That's why I use it. Yeah. A tumultuous orgasm. So it was an orgasm fraught with danger.
Orgasm,
yeah. which probably led to his problems.
I got a little, tingle when he
Did
said
you?
That.
Yeah. Don't worry, Scotch guarded. You're fine.
Okay, cool.
So Joe's gonna have a you stink. We're gonna discuss if it's good to stay friends with your ex. I'm really glad that you're here for this, Heather, because now it's not three dudes talking about this.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for bringing the vagina, Dave.
That's what I do. I bring the vagina.
I didn't bring the vagina myself. You're the transporter of the vagina.
Yes,
I drove, right?
Yeah.
Well, he brought the vagina.
Okay.
Yeah, I transported
good point.
The vagina to the studio.
I think it's a new Star Wars character, the vagina transporter. I think that's going to be the next episode. I look forward to that.
It's a new movie starring Jason Statham.
How many parsecs can it go?
15. Go 15.
And this is why I transport the vagina and not Davin.
Well, if you're talking parsecs, you're really not going to have too many vaginas to transport.
Okay. So. I don't know what the parsec to the vagina ratio is. I don't know.
It's a unit of time, actually.
Yeah.
It's not a usual... I'm not fucking going to geek out. Whatever. I almost like went down that road. Not going to do that. All right. Let's see. Facebook. You guys, I'm sure, heard about this.
Yes. I've heard of Facebook.
Have you?
Yes.
May or may not be suppressing conservative stories. So we'll discuss that.
Okay.
Yeah. The police are warning against doing something which I think a lot of people do on Facebook, besides showing your dick on the live feed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way.
Well, you did. Well, I like the pun there. Very good. Very good. But George Zimmerman, I saw you posted about this last week.
Oh, he's fantastic.
We're going to talk about George Zimmerman and his foray into raffling off what he calls an iconic piece of firearms.
Yes. History. Yes. American history.
Yes. Well, something we all look fondly upon.
Yes.
When Skittles made headlines for all the wrong reasons. So we're going to discuss that. Budweiser has renamed their beer America.
Of course they have.
Of course they have.
It's right in line with American values.
We'll talk about, yes. And, you know, some of our fans came up with some new slogans. And then Name That Orgasm. We have not played that in a very long time.
I'm interested. I haven't, I actually am not privy to the game, so
I will explain it briefly now. Yeah. And don't worry, you guys, in the Den Pen, I know I'm not monitoring it right now. When Joe gets here, Joel set up the laptop, he'll do that. I just got too many things going on, and you guys can, too, play Name That Orgasm. One of our longtime fans, Trucker Tom, always wins Name That Orgasm. We've done it with women orgasming, we've done it with men orgasming, and Trucker Tom always wins.
I'm fascinated.
Yes. Name That Orgasm. It's really an inclusive game.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Somebody from the show, in this case, it was me, peruses various orgasms from various ethnicities and nationalities, and we play a little snippet, and you have to guess, and we'll give you the choices of what it is,
uh-huh.
And you have to guess what that person's ethnicity is. So, for instance, Brazilian, Chinese.
How do you find an orgasm without, like, a musical accompaniment? Do you, is that difficult? Because I assume that you're looking for porn clips.
No, I'm just putting my listening device into various people's
ears. Well, I didn't know. Maybe there was, like, some site that had, like, Orgasms R Us or, you know.
It's not a toy
store. Orgasmorama.
Well, I mean, one must experiment with various sites. You know, one must.
Orgasmorama is fun to say.
I couldn't say that. Orgasmorama. I lose my orgasm trying to say that. But yeah, they don't all have music. Yeah, music would be distracting.
Yeah.
Although there was one, I was, because I'm perusing all these things, I'm looking under categories. So I'm trying to find this one. It was Arab. I was trying to find Arab. I don't think it actually made the cut. And I'm listening to this woman orgasm, you know, for the show.
And she's like, do-do-do-do-do-do.
No, that would give it away. That would make it too easy. Here was the thing that was disturbing. So she's going to herself in town, and you hear a kid crying.
Oh, that takes you out of it. That takes you out of it.
I think it does. I mean, for the show, it would be hilarious. But I just felt bad. There's this kid crying his or her eyes out, and mom's just
they
going to
always
town.
Start right when you're about to get off. They then all of a sudden, meh, and you're,
but I mean, this kid's really wailing, and she's like, "Well, fuck the kid." I
sometimes you're in the fucking zone.
Yeah, priorities, Davin. My God,
kid takes you out of it.
Yeah,
another one of my pet peeves. Like you'll be watching this stuff, and invariably they have a cat or a dog, and like the cat or dog starts nosing around right in game time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens to us.
Yeah, well, we don't really do anything like where juices are flowing, but yeah, the cat will suddenly decide. Well, we don't do any like, you know, insertion or anything like that.
Right.
So there's not like any odor really, you know.
Oh,
like,
you're talking about when we film.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm talking about when we actually have sex
during sex.
Yeah, I was talking about what Dave was talking about.
Oh, that's I thought you were talking about like when we film.
No.
Oh yeah, we never really have any insertion when we have sex.
A lot of dry humping.
A lot of,
I like that. Maybe go for a quick feel, Dave. That's really your move.
That's it. That's
so I never
really.
Really,
she just sits on my face while I jerk off. That's what.
Yeah. I've never noticed that. Usually, you know, the dog is polite enough to wait until our animals are like disgusted by our sex. You know, our cat actually turns her back to us. No, it's like really like they know what we're doing. Like I got out my vibrator the other day and Ava looked at me and walked
Ava's
out of
the
room.
Cat?
No, Ava's the dog.
Ava's the dog.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, that, and left the room.
Well,
like,
do you think maybe she realizes that you're not going to pay attention? There's going to be no snacks coming?
Yeah,
maybe,
not for a while anyway.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe it's not disgust. Maybe it's just practicality. Go, you know, this is my time now.
Yeah.
You know, mommy's got nothing going for me for at least, you know, 20 minutes.
But the dog, at least, like the moment that we're finished having sex, the dog is like, you know, I want to be on you. Like, as soon as we're done, she's like, you guys done? What are you guys doing?
Apparently the dog thinks that Dave has a very short refractory period.
Yes.
And like sloppy seconds.
Yeah, we're just not even close to, like, just, he's not even done with the, you know, getting over
the afterglow.
The afterglow.
It's literally, ugh! Hey, what are you guys doing?
What are you done? You done?
I know you're going to want a sandwich. Can you get me one, too?
Want to play fetch? Want to play fetch?
It's good that the dog is so interested.
Yes.
But I find it very distracting when watching these things.
Yeah.
That, you know, but again, these are pros we're dealing with. Pros that they don't seem to mind the cat sniffing around. You know, sometimes they move the cat, but it's just kind of weird. You know, you're trying to. I presume you're putting this out there for the public.
Yeah.
And you know, your cat's. Why don't you close the door?
Or edit the cat out if it's pre-recorded. Edit the cat out. You know, like.
I don't think we're talking about such high-tech production here. I think we're talking about a camera. And a
vagina.
Yeah. I think that's really. I don't think.
Possibly even a cell phone.
Yeah, yes. I don't really think lighting is necessarily a concern. I'm almost certain sound is not a concern. Yeah, so I don't think they're really worried.
It's not one of my films, Sam.
Well, tell us about your films.
We shoot predominantly fetish films, the spanking variety, the foot fetish variety. Smoking films, jerk-off instruction films. We recently got into forced feminization.
Right, now, let's go to the jerk-off instruction film. Very, very interesting. Now, do these ladies have a script? I mean, I assume there's certain points they have to hit.
I found that being a comedian has come in very handy with riffing in the doming.
You do the
arena.
Jerk-off instruction too?
I've done them. I don't like them because usually you have to have like a crescendo of breasts showing. And I'm not real big on flashing my breasts. I'm 46. They're nice, but, you know, we could hire younger girls for that.
So instead you hit him with your closing bit?
So I... No, it's just... yeah. Zing!
Thank you, good night, buy a t-shirt. And the
guy's... My name is Heather Height. Thank you very much.
That's what
follow me on Twitter.
And the guy comes, do you put in the mic back in the mic stand? Yeah.
Well, I do it slowly, and I kind of move it in and out. You know,
that's the worst show ever. Maybe because I'm a comedian and I'm a genius.
Well, like
that. Do you know what? That's not a bad idea.
It's a horrible idea.
No, it's not. It's a fantastic. We're so gonna do this.
What is the idea? What are you doing?
Here's the concept where you're a comic on a stage, in front of an audience of one, he's just there by himself at a show, and you just from the stage. It convinced him to start jerking off in the middle of the...
I assume this will be during an Evan Weiss Bringer show.
What other shows am I booked on?
I don't know. I just assume it will be you guys.
That's about it.
Russman. Yeah. Maybe Mike Buscetti looking awkwardly at you. Is
Mike Buscetti's the guy in the...
in the audience.
Well, I look forward to his Facebook post about it afterwards.
Yeah. It'll have something about
feeling
God.
Very blessed to have been a part of that video.
Yes, I kind of envision, you know, I know who my true friends are. They let me watch as I jerk off. I actually will bring three people to that show.
All right.
I don't want any stage time.
But he's going to bring people nonetheless.
Exactly.
I feel like this show should happen.
Now, should that make audience members bring audience members for the pleasure of being in the audience?
Now, yeah. Is there like a two dildo minimum? Because all these shows have minimums.
It depends on what you're into, I guess.
Well, I mean, you're the dom, so yeah. I mean, you tell us what we're into.
I don't know. I guess I could do a jerk-off / anal instruction. They got to do something with the dildos. They ain't touching me with them.
So guys want you to instruct them.
Yes, that's what it is. Like it's a POV thing. So it's just the girl, and the camera's on the girl, and she's talking to the camera as if there's somebody there.
Right.
And she's usually it has to do with berating them too. Like you're doing it wrong.
I don't understand.
You call that.
I mean,
a dick? I don't
married.
Either.
You can get that for free.
Yeah. I know. That's what I always thought, too. The same thing with fat chicks. I was like, you mean most of you are married to fat chicks.
Oh,
why
wow.
would you go and seek out fat chicks?
Because it's different roles.
I guess.
And
different
roles.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what you're saying.
Because it's different. I mean, if you marry a fat chick, you're into fat chicks.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, then
maybe.
Still, then it's still new. It's a fetish for everybody. You got
it's also the concept, like you said, of new. It's just a different vagina that you're not putting your dick in.
I find that's most vaginas.
Yeah,
I assume most guys are like Dave, where he meets a thin hot chick and she gets fat. See,
oh, kind of like a time movie,
yeah.
Like Boyhood.
Yeah,
this will be your artistic.
Yes.
So over time, she gets fatter, and you have a harder time getting it up.
I think there's a market for that.
Yeah.
It's called life.
Exactly.
But that's what people want.
Yeah.
People want life.
Yeah. It's just an 8-year-long porno.
But it's watching, like, 3-minute increments. So really, it's a lifetime.
Yeah.
Mitchell in his mom's basement, he'll never get married. Maybe he's really, you know, just into that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Who's Mitchell?
I don't know. I made up the name.
Oh.
Mitchell seems like the name of a guy who lives in
like
his mom's basement.
You guys, like, hung out with.
No.
Naming him.
No, I made up the name. I know no one named Mitchell.
Sure. It's really code name for some of the other guys we mentioned earlier.
It's a code Evan. Name.
No.
But you can see some of these films. You can go to the website for our podcast, davidharrispodcast.com. There's a link to our fetish store, which is hosted at Clips for Sale. And you can peruse and, of course, purchase any of our films.
So there's free clips.
The free clips that you can see are actually on the Heidi Nights website, HEIDEENYTES.com, which is Heather's adult film pseudonym. We post trailers to that website so that there's free content for you to get a little taste of what it is, and then you can go to the clip store and make a purchase.
I look at you. You're such a businessman.
Yeah, that's what you got. Do you know, here's the interesting thing that I found out, because every now and again I will Google the Heidi Knight's name to see if anyone is trying to pirate our shit.
Sure you are. You're just trying to see what Andy's doing when you're not around.
And I think
Angry Birds mostly.
Exactly.
That sounds
Farmville.
Cool.
And I think because I'll post like a 4 minute, like we'll shoot 20 minute scenes and I'll give away like 3-4 minutes of
them
for free.
Yeah, I don't see that on your Facebook post. Maybe I'm on the restricted list. I don't see that.
Yeah, I do most of the promotion on Twitter, because
Facebook edits
lame about, you know,
oh, Twitter don't
pornography.
You don't want to end up in
Twitter
Facebook.
Yeah, you don't want to go to Facebook jail.
No.
And I think because I give away like 3-4 minutes of every scene that I shoot, like no one has ever pirated anything of mine, which I'm kind of happy about.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe they just don't like the lighting in your movies.
Yeah, that could be.
Wouldn't it be maybe they just suck. That's what I was expecting them to say.
No,
movies just suck.
Because we're talking about you. I'm
no,
be
I would never say that out loud.
I'm going to be a gentleman. I'll be vicious to him. I'm going to be a gentleman to you. Speaking of gentlemen and vicious, Joe's here.
Hello, vicious gentlemen.
Joe Curry.
Joe's going to settle in. Get his little laptop set up, and we can. We've been talking porn, Joe.
Porn, Joe.
So glad you came. Well,
my pals, how you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good to see you, man.
Very
how you
nice
guys
to
been?
See you.
Good. Oh, so you're porn, huh?
We're talking. Well, we weren't talking mine. Now that you're here, while you set up, we'll talk about that, and then we'll get into the.
I want to hear about the other porn.
Well, you can listen to the replay, stupid. Get here on time, and you could have been part of that. It was a porn involving Heather. Dave was filming.
I like the way you say "get here on time." I'm always leaving early and sneaking out,
and
I'm sorry. And sorry, I don't get whisked into work.
Shut up. Nobody cares.
People do care because no one has the luxury of walking down 5 flights of stairs.
Well, when you get the equipment in your house, you will.
I probably will by next year.
I don't think there'll be a flight of stairs in your new house.
God, are you ladies passive aggressive much or what?
No, just aggressive. Anyway, the porn that you missed out on was starring Heather Height, filmed in a comedy club on an Evan Weiss production. With Stacey Pressman
this
and Mike
didn't
Buschetti.
Happen
God,
for real.
Oh boy, no.
It's a hypothetical point.
Big budget.
It's hard to get Stacey.
Heather works you up into a lather, and then Evan does a tight five.
Evan will bring you right back down.
That's what it is. That's why it's a prolonged video clip.
Be prolapsed.
It's a tight five.
As the case may be.
Well, so, the climax is when Evan takes his tits out.
Double D's.
Ugh, I lost it. I didn't have it, and I just lost it. So I signed the contract to work with my cam girl.
Nice.
Yes.
Well.
So I asked her, I'm like, am I a fluffer now, in a way? And she said yes.
Oh,
I don't know how I feel about cyber fluffing.
Cyber fluffing.
What's cyber fluffing?
I guess what I'm going to be doing to help her create the excitement so that these guys will throw tokens at her so she can make money and they can eventually get off. And the more
you're gonna essentially gonna help arouse men is what you're gonna do.
I'm going to help her help arouse.
No,
men.
But you gotta.
Davin, hold the balls.
You know how good of a porn star are you? Where you have to have a little Jew come in to arouse men? I don't understand.
I make everything better. And more
what would arouse men? I know a little Jew with cornball jokes. All right, get the phone out.
First of all, my name will not be Little Jew. It'll be Succulent Meat. That will be my name.
And, kosher steak.
Yeah, and they don't know I'm in there. I'm just like commenting to her, you know. You see these cam shows, and it's just a woman to use a Joe's word. One of Joe's sitting there like a lummox.
But could you just see her spread out on the couch, play with your and there's Dumbbell with his Jets hat on next to the couch, right in the hand of the lines. See this piece of paper with a bit come in. Go fuck yourself. All right, I'll play my with Ariel.
so Davin's writing jokes for this girl. That's
what you're saying is her show will have more production than this show.
Yeah.
Imagine Davin being like, I don't want to be rude, but could touch yourself or... I don't...
Well, no,
is this out of line?
Well, no, she would text me if that's what she wants.
Okay, so you don't even have to be next in the same room with her. She's just
going to be doing it from here. She's doing it in the state that she lives in. I'm going to be fielding phone calls. You know, I could be doing anything. I could be writing for the show.
Nice.
I could be Facebooking Dave. I could do anything and just monitor the chat and do what I need to do.
I wasn't on the show last week.
It was a good show.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. But I heard... I heard the show. And basically, those guys were in a very good rhythm. And he's just saying, and I'm changing because I have I'm at a theater. I'm changing to a theater gig. No, but I'm like just yelling at this squirrel in the woods. I'm not going to believe this shit squirrel. And the squirrel's like, I don't get this.
Like it sounds next to me. Well, all right. So add your 2 cents since only you and the squirrel knew about it.
So how did you came upon this?
I didn't come upon anything, Mister.
You're going to be helping people.
I certainly will. Maybe you'll be one of those folks.
thank you, no. But
oh, yes, you're much too good for jerking off. Excuse me. That's not what he said.
Leave Sloppy out of this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I supposed to do that?
That's Jim Sock. Everybody's favorite. Everybody loves Jim Sock.
No, so the agency which I do a lot of work for, which is given us a lot of material on this show, so you know the agency. they got requested to do this,
right.
And they sent it to me.
I gotcha.
And I talked to her, and we seemed to... click, and I had some ideas for her on how we can help her achieve her goals.
And what were some of these things?
Well, I mean, basically, it gets boring for her, and we got to excite. So we're going to create some stuff. She needs to be interesting. I want the people who are in there to build a connection with her. Because if they build some sort of connection with her, they're going to keep coming back.
What, are you going to teach her to juggle?
No, stupid.
How would that build a connection?
It's going to be that. It's going to like. He's going to.
No, because she's bored. Like, what the fuck is she going to?
No, because she's tried stuff, but sometimes nobody reacts.
Great. His charm doing this. Because, you know, it's like, put the dildo where it'll get stuck in my asshole, stupid. Yeah. That's Davin's lines.
Nothing like that. She's got that part covered.
So you're just going
to
be.
She's not supposed to have it covered.
Well,
that's what
she's
saying. You're going to bring a sense of camaraderie and cohesiveness to the chat room.
Yes. Yes.
You're a life coach for a cam girl.
I like to call it a message or a chat room.
Be more like a cock tease.
No, I'm not.
You're her hype man. You're the Flavor Flav to her fucking Chuck D.
Yes. Yes. What time is it? Snatch time.
That's funny.
Yes. Except no, she wanted, her idea was to let people know that I was in there in a comic. I'm like, no, nothing kills a boner more than comics. And then,
yeah.
No, nobody's going to know that I'm helping you on the down low. But,
yeah. That would be weird. Like, oh, there's a comedian in the chat room.
Well, listen, if she actually is playing games or talking about topics, whatever it is, stuff that interests her, stuff that's sexual, whatever it is, that puts her way ahead
yeah.
of all these other cam girls that are just sitting there saying nothing, just waiting, looking bored and pissed off.
Yeah.
Because she's engaging them. And if hers is more entertaining, they're going to keep coming back to her. And if they keep coming back to her, they're going to tip her quicker. And if they tip her quicker, she's going to make more money. If she makes more money, she's going to want me to do this. And then if I do well for her, she might want other people, some of her friends.
You'll be right for the whole porn community.
Somebody should.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. I mean, lack of a better term, it's out of the box by her. But, I mean, it kind of makes sense, because this was the first time today I went into any of these chats. I had no idea, but I just perused it.
Yeah, it took him about 20 minutes and 3 boxes of tissues.
No. I texted it. I go, it's very boring. We were talking about this before the show. They're just sitting there. They're like, come on, guys. They're begging. There's no...
Come on, guys. It's like a bad set. You're on a fucking mic.
What do you guys want to talk about?
You know, it's not easy doing this.
So what do you do for a living?
It's a Tuesday night at the Village Lantern.
Yeah. Could you turn the jukebox down? You said you were going to put the pool table away. Come on, guys.
You know what it reminded me of? On my bachelor party, they took me to... it was, I think it might have been topless or bikini. I don't remember what it was. In Hackensack, New Jersey.
And she was just on stage going, come on, guys. This is boring.
Pretty much. It was like Russian girls. It was Russian girls. And basically, it was begging for money as opposed to the whole dance, you know, the titillating, the teasing. It was begging. Came up very desperate. And I remember thinking, well, that's a complete turnoff. So when I was watching these cam girls today, I'm like, this is the same thing. This is a turnoff. I can do better for this girl. I can help her be interesting and suck these guys in.
It's like anything else. You just have to.
So they can potentially suck them off.
If that's what they want. I don't even have to watch the finish. I don't have to watch the nakedness. It's like, you don't even have to be in the room for that. Well, that's cool.
You just have to learn how to engage people. It's like, it's like literally like anything. The girls that I've seen that make money doing this are literally the ones who, if they weren't taking their clothes off on cam, would essentially be doing a show like this.
Yeah.
Just, just them talking about their lives and weird shit that happened to them
that day. Ophelia is like, she could easily be a stand-up comic. I have a theory that female comedians are like one daddy issue away from the pole. And this girl is like...
I like how you've narrowed it down to a number.
Yes, yes. And this girl, she's like a porn star, but she's like goofy funny. Like on her Facebook page, where she works for
Burning Angel.
So she has that she works for Burning Angel, and then it says position. She goes, all of them. Whoa. Like she, I was like, that's just, I've
but
never
you know
seen a porn star.
Pop.
Yeah.
That
do that before.
But you know
she's
what?
Funny.
It's hard.
This is, that's who we're talking about.
Oh, well, very humorous position.
Oh, is that the picture of her? And
in the hot tub.
Oh, in the hot tub.
Is she about to play softball and she's just stretching her hamstrings?
Yeah. Why would you show them that picture?
She's getting ready to run a marathon. She's just getting ready
She's
to
just being silly in that picture. It's
yeah,
not
exactly.
even like a hot
I'm
picture
I'm always
of her.
Silly with Spread Eagle. That's when I do my best material. I'm my funniest. From what this girl was telling me, I haven't watched her yet. I have to watch her. But what she was telling me is, like, she'll try to even get the guys to engage, and they don't, and they just
wow,
sit there. Like
yeah,
tattoos.
That's where if you know, if one person starts communicating, that encourages all the other people. What she thought of is not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I mean, she actually had a different vision, but what we kind of came up with together.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. So hopefully it'll pay off. I think the first week I'm doing 15 hours.
Mm-hmm.
The money's good. She's really flexible with my schedule.
Yeah.
So. We'll see. It's fun.
Yeah. You're getting paid, so who cares?
I'm getting paid well, and I don't think it's a resume builder. I don't think it's a resume builder, but I think it's something different.
You might be creating a position. Like,
He's going to help her create a bunch of positions.
So in her defense, I'm sure she's already mastered those as well. But yeah, I think it could work. Everybody who I told this to, and I haven't told a ton of people, but everybody I told this to, like, I would love to do that.
Not,
get
it's,
that job?
I guarantee, have you told your parents at dinner?
Not yet. They're still getting over the comedy over law.
You could call it the Davin Sutra.
No, we're not. My name will not be in it at all.
Oh, well, I mean, what if you become, like, really good at this? It becomes very lucrative, and you have, like, a whole stable of girls.
Well, then we will take Davin Sutra under advisement.
I get a finder's fee of that.
Oh, okay. Well,
that name.
You should copyright it now, like, three-peat. But yeah, I think this will actually work out well for her. I think it's going to be good. So I'm looking forward to it.
Just
but
pictured like a year from now, Dave. Like, why do we own DavinSutra.com, Heather?
Yeah.
Where did that come
from? Why am I paying
from?
For this?
$8 a year seems a lot. Why are we parking this? So is that all you had to say, Joe? How did this come about?
Yeah, I was just curious about how you did it.
I was on Craigslist.
Mm.
So Joe, are you ready for your You Stink?
Yeah.
All right, let me play your song.
You stink.
Okay, Joe. Yeah. You've had a hard couple of weeks without us.
Yeah, it's been first of all with the chat. I'm trying to get into the chat. I'm having a little problem getting into the chat, so bear with me. So I'm going to tell my story. So we all wait. Basically, what it is, a band is playing Friday night, playing at Dingbats. And went out and I got my ordered another keyboard because there was this one that I wanted for years, and I really wanted to get it. So I ordered, but I had to order it online through the store. At Guitar Center. Now, Guitar Center, I order it. The girl at the store never tells me that it's on back order. So I call several days later, and I call Guitar Center, and I go, yeah, where is my keyboard? Did it ship? Oh, no, it's coming in on Friday. This is about 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, okay, they never told me they didn't have it in stock. Well, no, we don't. So
No, we don't. It's a mystery. They don't tell you when it's supposed to ship. They don't give you a time.
No, they tell you that they have my order, but they'll let me know when it's going to ship.
But when you order it, doesn't it say, you know, should arrive in 14 business days or whatever the hell it is?
They give you a range,
right.
But if they have it in stock and they ship it within a day, because I know all this stuff because I'm an expediter, so I know how long stuff is supposed to take. So
I never gets done on time.
Right. So anyway, I saw what you did there. So basically, this thing is shipping out of Kansas City. So Kansas City is 3 days UPS. So if they ship it in a day, I'll have it by rehearsal not this past week, but the week before. So I call up that Friday. I go, yeah, has the keyboard arrived? Oh, yeah, Mr. Curry, we have it. It's going to go today. So I believe them, and I call on Monday, and I'm like, yeah, I don't see the tracking being valid. And I get somebody, it's not in stock. I go, what do you mean it's not in stock? You just told me on Friday it was going. Well, we don't have it.
Do you think there was only a couple left and like they sent somebody else's before yours?
I don't know. So I asked to speak to the customer service.
Did you tell them who you were?
Well, I told them that I do a radio show and it's syndicated and this, that, and you're going to be a topic
and they
of discussion.
Were
yeah, no, nobody cares. But anyway.
They're like, no one listens to the radio. What podcast do you want? No.
But anyway, so I told them, and I told them, look, I have a reasonable expectation that this thing is going to be to 5 to 7 days, okay? We're at 5 days right now. What I want you to do is you're going to ship that keyboard at your cost, second day air, from your facility.
I got to say, though, I mean, 5 to 7 days is really quick unless you, like, specifically pay for it. Because a lot of times these things, they have it in stock, but they just don't do it for 10 or 15 days.
Yeah, but you know what? The reasonable expectation, you get an order, it's supposed to ship in 24 hours.
Oh, when you order stuff, does it come 24 hours, 5 days?
Because I usually buy stuff from Amazon, so yeah. It's usually quick. Usually 2 days.
You buy from Amazon. Yeah. You don't even hang up the phone; it's showing up. You know
exactly. Amazon Prime is fantastic.
If you do Amazon Prime,
yeah.
But if you order stuff off Amazon and use one of their other vendors that Amazon has, it's not guaranteed.
Oh, why would you ever do that?
Because it's cheaper.
Amazon Prime is so worth it.
Well, I don't have Prime. I don't have Amazon.
Ah, so worth it, dude.
Well, maybe if you direct a couple of chat rooms, you'll be able to afford it.
I can afford it now. I just don't have it.
Yeah, okay. All right. So anyway, so I speak to
like $50. Anybody can afford it, right?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's the best thing ever.
I just don't order that much stuff on it.
Oh, we order stuff constantly.
Well, I mean, batteries aren't cheap.
Yeah. Damn right.
Constantly. So I speak to they say, all right, we're going to ship it second day air. I go to check. I see the tracking number. I get on the tracking number. The store that is, it's going to be shipping from the Van Nuys, California store, second day air.
So not Kansas City.
Not Kansas City, because Kansas City doesn't have them in. The distribution center in Kansas City does not have them in. There's a store in Van, and I knew Van Nuys had it. I don't even know why they shipped it from Van Nuys in the first place. So I call.
I feel like you should go down to their shipping center and work shit out with them. Explain them why they're doing things wrong.
But the thing about it is, it's what I do with the day program. So I'm, you know, this is, you know, I know how to manipulate these people to get shit done.
Apparently not.
So I.
I saw your Facebook post.
Let me continue with the story. Okay, because for the simple fact that I did get the thing when it was
supposed to keep it stupid.
But when I did get the thing when I was when I wanted it,
all right, so
I did it.
From Van Nuys.
It's shipping from Van Nuys, California. I go on, they give me a tracking number. It says tracking number has been created. When you see a tracking number has been created, that has not been picked up by UPS. So I call up the store, I call up the thing, and I said, this tracking number has been created. This hasn't gone. So they go, oh, yeah, they forgot to ship it. And I'm like, you got to be kidding. But we're going to redo the tracking number. At this point, they tell me the manager of the Van Nuys store.
How many days out are you at this point?
I'm at about a week.
In your mind, you thought you should have it about now.
You're right. But my goal was to get it this past Friday because we had our final rehearsal last night. I wanted it at final rehearsal. So I get it. I go to the Comac store, and I deal with the store manager, this guy Jeremy, who could care less. If there's such assholes at music stores, they are just complete fucking obnoxious assholes. I'm sorry you didn't get a record deal. It's not my fault.
There is a snobbishness about
it. I didn't pass on the album. Okay, it's
you didn't pass on Jeremy.
Yeah, and you know what, Jeremy? Maybe you shouldn't have got a record deal because I signed when I got fucked like a teenage runaway. Okay, so you know.
Did you film that? Sounds like your subject matter.
DavidHarrisPodcast.com. You can download the video of Joe getting fucked like a teenage runaway.
A young nubile Joe Curry.
That's right. Fresh little A cup titties.
Yeah.
Not the C's that he's carrying around now.
Exactly. Yes, I play the role of Melissa from Boise. But
so you already have. If I was Melissa from Boise, as usual, you have scenarios and names ready to go.
I gotta tweet that.
Yes, why don't you? Why don't you if you were a teenage runaway and you were to get raped, this would be your name. Why don't you do that?
Melissa from Boise.
It's a little darker than what you usually tweet.
Yeah. So I go to the store, and I go, am I going to get this Friday? I don't know.
Well, it's an honest answer.
All right. I go, yeah, but you know something? If there's a problem at the day program on stuff like
how
that.
How does Jeremy know? I mean, because he has access to the same computer.
Well, first of all, I try to give him the sale. Well, what's your email address? What, do you want to friend me? Who gives a shit? Here's the fucking sales order number, you asshole.
He's trying to look up your account.
But still, it's got an account number. There's a sales order number. You can bring everything up with the fucking sales order number. I got to teach people how to do their job. So anyway,
yeah,
we saw that at the airport, yeah, when Davin had to tell the guy at the gate that we were going to the wrong place.
Well, I don't think that you can fault this kid for not doing a job properly because he's not getting that Bernie Sanders $15 an hour.
Yeah, right. Right.
I think if he was getting that Bernie Sanders $15 an hour, he might do his job properly.
Yeah, it's extortion. So anyway, I
how do you know what he makes? He might be he's management. He probably makes $15 an hour.
Is he working? Where is he?
Guitar Center?
Comac?
Yeah.
He's a manager. He's got to be making more than $15
okay.
an hour.
Okay. Good point.
Right. So
he's not assistant manager.
No. He's not the assistant to the assistant manager.
Assistant manager.
No, Joe went right to the top.
That's right. To the manager of the Comac store. No. Guitar Center.
I am Joseph Curry. I am a comedian.
Do you know who I want to be?
No. But you know what I am? I'm a customer who knows how to do the right shit. So I get back online. I told.
I can just see Joe. Get out of the way. Let me see at the computer.
No, what I did was I went onto Facebook, and I went into a rant about the store and shit like
nobody
that.
Noticed.
Yeah, I mentioned his name.
About going out in public.
So then,
do you know who I went to high school with?
Well, I think at that time, no, he was back. It was.
Yeah. So then I go back and I was chatting with this guy online. You know that well, what's going on? And I told him, I go, this keyboard. I go, you've been screwing this up. I go,
their website online.
They're actually their Facebook chat.
Oh.
I went into their Facebook chat.
You just said online like you were in a porn site, and all of a sudden keyboards came up. We didn't know what you were talking
about.
All
right, you guys have been discussing. Get your mind, you know, not everything's around your in, and now you're in it now, your industry. Okay, so anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to show up. Girls are going to start dildoing them. I'll judge them, give them tips. Absolutely.
Yeah, thrust. All
right,
good. Wave to the camera while you thrust.
You seem new. I don't think you're ready to showcase.
All right. All right, bite on it. All right, now it's plastic, dude. You'll chip a tooth. All right.
Well,
so anyway,
looking for a tight five. That's loose as hell. That's not.
Yeah. So then I write
tight fives.
Yeah.
That's all I got. They're fives, but at least they're tight. That's all I got.
At least they're not tight and five.
Right. Well, that's Joe's area.
Fun. So I write back and I tell the guy, I go, you did not ship it. I asked the second day air. You did not. Jeremy at the Comac store could give a shit less.
Jeremy at the Comac.
Yeah.
Like, you're on a first-name basis. You know, I was not pleased with Jeremy at the Comac store.
Because I wasn't!
Jeremy!
I go.
Old is Jeremy?
Jeremy's like 25, 26.
Man-bun?
No, could okay. have one, you know. So anyway, I write to them. I go, I want that thing to ship next day air out of your place today, out of Van Nuys. Now, here's something. Oh, we have it at the distribution center. We'll send it next day air out of the distribution center. It wasn't there 2 days ago! So they shipped it next day air, and I got the thing. I got it, and it must have, now next day of that.
What was the whole thing? 8 days, 8 business days.
Yeah, roughly about that.
Not unrealistic.
You're absolutely right, and that's what I wanted it in, and that's what I knew I expected it to come in. Okay.
You were reserving your prickishness.
But no,
what was needed.
But the thing about it is, when you deal with them, you have to. You don't. I want this tomorrow. No, you're not going to get it tomorrow. However, if you point out to them, the expectation is to have it within 5 to 7 days. You know, I want it within 5 to 7 days. It's a reasonable expectation. So if you're telling them you should ship it next day, air red, because this is what's expected of you guys. They did. Next day, air red for what they shipped. That unit weighed about 54 pounds. Had to run them about $250 to
they
ship that
the
overnight.
Shipping?
They paid the shipping.
Were you supposed to pay it?
No. Because I told them, I go, you're picking up the tab, not me, on that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why, like I said, that's.
We decided last week, though, like everybody on the show has certain personality traits. Yours is you do not do well in public. When every time you go in public, there's an. And when you have to deal with the public, there's an incident, an escapade. Somebody pisses you off.
Because people are assholes.
Yes, but they're people.
But no, but damn it, people don't, they just don't give a shit. I'm at Barnes & Noble the other night, okay?
Again, with the Barnes &
Noble? Yeah, I go in to buy one of my rock magazines. There's this girl, young girl, and she's yelling on the phone to like this, well, you better get in. You better get, well, I want, like yelling, like a duck foreman. You better get in. Can I help you? Yeah, I want to buy this magazine. All right. And then she rings it up, and then there's like some customer that she knows. She just leaves to hug the hi, how are you? What the fuck? Uh-huh. So I just grab my receipt. Let me tell you something.
I'm buying a circus magazine, lady. A little.
No, you don't. But here's the deal. You don't do that when you're working with somebody.
Yeah, right.
I should have called the manager, and I should have told her, stupid here, couldn't work in a fucking Kool-Aid stand. Amscray.
You know Jeremy and Comac.
Yes, she should work with Jeremy and Comac.
I agree with what he's saying. There should be some fucking integrity.
He's right. But whenever he goes out, there's an issue.
Because I don't care if your friend Joe Curry needs his tiger.
I'll tell you this.
No,
me and Joe should never go shopping together.
But Michael J. Fox is not shaking in this issue.
My problem is this, okay? During the day, at the day program, I work in customer service. And the people I work with are very good and very customer service oriented. If you guys ever work, well, you do kind of work in servicing. But anyway. If you're in customer service, and you're good, you expect the same level of service wherever you go.
Yes.
And when you don't get it, it pisses you off.
Yeah.
Right, but you never let anything slide. You get very angry.
Yes, I know, because I expect not to have a girl ring me up while she's hollering like a dock foreman. I expect her not to run over to hug somebody while she's working at the cash register with me.
You expect her not to have a wife who would drive you nuts. Look how that worked out.
Oh, yeah, that's well.
You have a lot of expectations that are
over. Oh, I also have an expectation of a estranged wife who's supposed to clean up a guest room when they have...
Isn't that your room?
No, mine is done. All my shit's done.
I thought you were in the guest room.
Well, we have two guest rooms. Oh. One's the music room where I sleep, and the other is the guest room where she keeps all her stuff. I asked her repeatedly, for 2 weeks, you've got to clean this room out.
How much is involved in cleaning?
It's 3 to 4 hours worth of work.
Okay.
Okay, and I tell her, I go, Joanne, are you going to be off? She goes, I'm going to be off Friday. You have to have this room clean. We have to bring in maid service, and you have to have it clean.
Well, maybe if she got that Bernie Sanders $15 an hour, she'd clean the room.
She's going to get a Joe Curry boot in the ass is what she's going to get.
Nobody's working for that.
Oh,
no.
But
what is with you and Bernie Sanders tonight?
I don't know why I'm picking on Bernie Sanders. I'm not a fan of Bernie Sanders, but I don't really mind him. I think
trying to make him your bitch for some reason.
I don't know.
Don't worry.
He does this with Trump. Yeah, but it's kind of in my head now.
Yeah, he does that with Trump too. He hates Trump.
Well, I hate Trump too. I hate all three of them.
What are you talking about? I'm the one who isn't throwing shade. What are you talking? I'm not throwing shade on anybody.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying you traditionally always make cracks about Trump. I'm not.
Well,
I'm not
funny. He gives a lot of material.
I'm not damning you on that. I'm just saying. I'm just telling you what it is. Regardless, if that you do, but I'm just saying you do. So it's like when he's making the Sanders comment, you make the Trump comments.
Go on.
No, it's true. You make the Sanders comments as much as you make the Trump comments. I'm getting to the story right now. So I tell Joanne that there's a reason, I need this done. And I come home Saturday and it's not.
What's her motivation? Get half this house, right?
Half
the profits.
Yeah, hit the profits. So she goes, well, I'll do it on Sunday. So I go out, I go to work, I'm working two shows. She doesn't clean the room. I go, what are you doing? What are you doing? I had to clean up your dishes. I used two fucking plates. I go.
What did you do to those plates that took 4 hours of cleaning up?
I don't know, but I go and I wrote it during the week. I go, you got to get this clean.
I wrote her during the week.
We email each other. We email. I go, you got to get this done. Then she writes me back. I want to run away. I go clean the fucking room, and you can. I don't give a shit.
Does she want to call Melissa from Boise?
Yeah. So the house, we had the realtor, who's ironic.
Wait, did that room get cleaned?
No, it still looks like Hogan's Alley. She promised me that she was going to clean
Hogan's
it.
Alley.
It's an old saying. She said she
really old.
She said she was going to clean it. She shot an email to me today. She said she's going to clean it in the next couple of days. I told her it's got to be cleaned by Friday, or I'm cleaning it myself, and I don't do that great of it. I'm not going to be as nice as you're going to be cleaning it up.
Everything's going to go in the trash bag.
Yeah, everything's going to go in the trash bag. So we have the house. The house is going up for sale. We signed the papers on June 11th. They have a show for the realtors, an open house for the realtors 2 days later with the pitches being done. And
the
then
show. Will Evan Weiss be booking that show?
Yeah, bring her.
Well, if he brings people.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then June 18th, we have the first open house. And hopefully,
now, are you both going to be there for the open house?
No, No.
I don't think either one of you should be there.
I don't want to be there. I don't
want
people walking around.
I don't think anybody would want to move into a house with that much bad will.
Yeah, I got a no. I don't want to be
in that.
Yeah, no,
seriously,
I got.
It's like when like somebody dies in the house. It's the same thing. You don't want to move into that house.
No,
the
I don't.
Poltergeist that was Joe and Joanne's relationship.
Yeah, I mean, you could smell the hate. You neither one of you. Should
well,
be
no.
There.
I mean, look, the house hasn't been a blow to laughs. I mean, I grew up there, but you know, my father patted me on his head, blew his head off a block down the road. My
not put that in the ad that placed in the paper.
Yeah, and then I found my mother dead on the floor one day when I came home from work, and then there was a failed marriage. So, but when the people
wow.
are going to come, but let me tell you something.
You should salt your house.
Yeah, but when the people going to come in, I'm going to sit with the people, and we're going to, this house has had so many cherished memories in it. I hope
you
it
might
has
wanna,
the same
you
for
might
you.
You might want to hire a shaman.
Yeah. Look, we're not going to bring paper towels. We already did
or
the
a
cleaning,
midget.
Okay?
This house is clean.
No, I don't think you're that good of an actor. I don't think you should be there.
I'm a good enough actor, yes.
I think you should let the realtor handle it.
No, the realtor's going to...
That's their job.
So hopefully, you know, I could sell it within a couple of months. My prayers are hopefully getting a buyer within about 2 months. And I told the real estate agent, I go, if...
Are you a motivated seller?
Well, it depends on the price. You know, I'm not going to give the joint away, you know, but...
Well, I mean, are you going to sell it at what it should go for? You're going to sell it a little higher, a little lower?
We're going in higher, and then there's a set price that we're going to.
So you're not that motivated. So.
Well, not yet. I mean, we're going to go at a high price, and then there's the bottom line. But if there's a deal, you know, if there's a deal that looks good, you know, I'm not going to be foolish about it. But if there's a deal that looks good, you know, then I would take it. Also, I'm looking, you know, if there's a couple that want to come in. And they go, well, we love the house, but we want to be in it by the time school starts. I told the real estate agent, I go, you ever see when the Munsters have to leave quick? That's what it'll look like. I don't give a shit, you know. We're going to be out of there.
When can you be out?
I could be out in 2 weeks.
Where are you going to go?
The shit will go in storage. I'll get a hotel room, find an apartment, then I'll get the apartment, then I'll start
your
shopping for a house.
I'll sleep at the compound.
Yeah. No, I got a game plan. I'll put all the stuff in storage, get a hotel room. Rent that out, and then start looking for an apartment. Move a minimum amount of stuff in the apartment. Once I'm based in the apartment, start looking for a condo. So, you know. Now, that's me, Joanne. Holy shit, God knows what's going to happen.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, so me.
What you going to do, get the pitchforks and flames?
Yeah.
They're coming tomorrow, out woman.
Yeah, yeah. So that she's gonna be the problem because she doesn't move the way a normal person moves.
I think she doesn't want to let go.
She doesn't. I don't think she does. But the problem is I do. I can't. We can't stay there. I can't afford to stay. I never could afford to stay there.
It's kind of weird. Somebody who she's driven to this level of insanity that she's not finished with you yet.
No.
The mouse still has life in it, and the cat wants to play.
No, and then she's sitting there, and she goes, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, I got a boyfriend and stuff like that. He's out cutting lawns right now, and my cousin's looking at her like she's nuts. And I'm like, she's dating some Spanish guy who's a landscaper. And I'm like,
I wasn't that far off.
No wonder you were Trump.
Well, he's in good shape, I bet.
That'll be in a week one. Joanne's boyfriend gone.
Well, I actually.
Donald Trump, make Joe's marriage great again.
Thank you.
Listen, he can do many things. I don't think he can do that.
Well, with the separation, like I say, I actually do. It's
Joe,
the,
your settlement's going to be huge.
Luge. But it's huge. I do this line in my act now where she, and it's the true story. She goes, I just want to let you know I have a boyfriend now. Do you have any questions? I go, yeah, can he drive a U-Haul truck and get you the hell out of here? And then she goes, I just want to let you know he's Spanish. I go, don't worry. I don't care. El U-Haul truck vamos la casa, por favor. I don't care. Get the fuck out.
You're a Renaissance man.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know about your antics.
Joe's very open-minded about who moves his wife out of his house.
No.
That's the only thing. Who moves in? He's Archie Bunker.
No, but it's just trying to get her motivated. It's like I told her, I go, you're a mature woman. I feel like I'm talking to my 16-year-old daughter trying to clean a room.
Melissa?
Yeah. Ran away. You know?
To Boise.
It's
doing movies now. Yeah. What's that website again where you can see your films?
HeidiNights.com.
So, yeah, so it's just I'm at my wit's end. I'm starting to go through the roughest portion of – because basically ever since I started to – I realized my marriage was over. it's been a whole episode of stuff. And finally, and 3 years ago, I was not, you think I'm not pleasant now, ask this guy. It was not fun. You
I
didn't
think anybody ever referred to you as pleasant.
No, but you didn't know what version of me would show up.
I had a pretty good idea. It
was but nonetheless, but at least now with everything I'm going through,
yeah,
I'm fine. It's cool. You know, so it took a
now
lot
that
of time.
You come to terms of the real cause. You can focus it where it belongs.
No, yeah. I hope you're not going for the joke, because that's actually the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. So now I'm just, this is the part that I've been, you know, not really been kind of like scared and hesitant and stuff like that. But now I'm in it. You know, and I just, you know, get it done,
just
get it
up,
move
it
over on, and then just start over again.
You're the original moveon.org.
Dot arg?
Yeah,
is that you're a pirate?
Is it
move on dot bitch.
Yeah, move on dot bitch.
JOI you should be working on right about now.
Why are you acting like that's an insult? Like is that the best you could do? Oh, the thing J-O-I. That I do, you're going to tell me I do? Don't you have to go do the thing you do? There you go. Told me, didn't you? Dot arg.
You just kept on going.
I will. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let dead air hit your radio station. That's
wouldn't be the first time there's dead air on the show.
Or any show. Yeah.
Actually, there's with my mouth, there's not a lot of dead air on the show. He does this. He just like puts me on when he wants to fill time. He's like, okay, we got 10 minutes to fill. And then he just stares at me. And I go on and on and on and on. Yeah.
That's good.
I'll just watch. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, we'll be back with sex, song, cinnamon, Satanism.
Why don't you fill while I unfill?
He literally does that. He'll look at his watch.
That's good, though, that you can fill it. Hopefully it's entertaining.
I don't know if it is or not. People seem to enjoy it. To me, I'm just yammering. My whole life, people are like, girl, shut up, you know?
You know, I'm fascinated when you talk because you have lived a bizarre life.
Look who she's married to.
Yeah, really.
He is the most normal person that I've ever been.
He's a Satanist
in
pornographer.
I know.
Nothing normal about
I'm
that.
Telling you.
He has no fingernails. None of this is normal.
That's what I'm saying.
You have no fingernails?
No, he has no fingernails. He has two fingernails.
That's fucked up. What happened?
I suffer from a condition called epidermolysis bullosa.
He doesn't suffer that.
Oh, then.
He doesn't suffer.
I am annoyed by a condition.
He's irritated with a condition.
Perturbed.
I am slightly put out by a condition.
Well, you should get handicapped parking for that.
I should.
Poor thing.
Totally. I mean, just tell the whoever does that to look it up on the internet.
Oh,
if
yeah.
You look it up on the internet, it's.
Oh,
horrific.
Yeah, looking up on the internet, it looks way more brutal than I have it. I've actually got a very mild case of it, but there are people that actually don't live beyond the age of 10 who have this
shit.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking brutal.
But look on the bright side, though. You're saving money on manicures because there's only two fingers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's a win.
Yeah.
You come out ahead.
Yeah.
Because you're getting manicures a lot. Is this a thing?
Guys do. I don't.
And we can tell.
You're saving money on manicures.
My nails are fine. I'm saving money on manicures and shipping.
That arg.
Money left and right. I am fine. I do not have Amazon Prime, and my nails are not that gnarly, so I'm okay.
You do have nice hands.
Thank you. Why can't you say nice things?
Because nobody's got a gun to my head, and even then, I'd go. You want me against the wall?
Give me time. We can get that. It might make me want to be a gun owner if that's an option. Anything else? Anything else going on, Joe?
That's about it.
That's about it.
That's about it.
All right, let's take our first break.
Night, I own.
And then we'll do the syndicated cleaner portion of the show where we're not talking about porn.
Okay.
We're going to talk about nice wholesome things.
I didn't say that, but we're not going
to
talk about porn.
That means
we talk about porn, but we have
we
to use clinical terms like
stuff?
Penis and vagina.
Yes.
I don't think any of these topics we're discussing is going to have penis or vagina leading into it.
No.
So you don't know.
Even our porn doesn't.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the most disappointing porn ever. The storylines are great, but why is everybody...
Davin likes a lot of cock in his porn.
I think we all do. I think I'm gonna get a taste for it with what my new job is.
Hope it won't be a salty taste.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
It is kind of weird because that was one of the things I was worried about. I'm like, are guys gonna be like sending her dick pics?
Oh, that's
that you get used to that.
Hey, Dad. Now,
yeah.
Now that I'm in the chat, Joe's girl says your mic is pretty low.
Yeah, I know.
It sucks. Yeah, that mic sucks.
Hmm. Everyone is loud but him. But that might be a good thing.
is that better now?
Yeah, let me know if it's better.
Dave turned up my gain. Yeah, I'm going to have to get a microphone. I'm going to have to get a new microphone.
All righty. Crack up the old piggy bank.
Yeah.
You know?
Get a nice new microphone.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the cord. I don't know. We were having issues before the show.
Oh, that's an old cord.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's all Cafe Grappa.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's why I had to get it, because the big fat bikers would step on the cords and ruin them. You did Cafe Grappa.
Yeah, of course we. That was a great place.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Terrible. Awful. There's nothing good about it. What is wrong with you? You're performing in front of, like, the bathroom.
Yeah.
He's an optimist.
He is.
It's like the shows we did at Cha-Cha's.
Cha-Cha's.
Cha-Cha's. Oh, my God. But, yeah, the whole family is Italian and loud, so they just start yelling and stuff. Like, they talk really loud at the table during the show. Yeah, it's the people that own the place.
Yeah, we ran a show there every single Wednesday night down a little Italy, a place called Cha-Cha's, and in the main dining room. And then there's a little alcove before you get to the main dining room where the owner of the place and his sister and his...
Holding court.
He would just hold court. And he's a relatively famous dude. He's an Italian actor. He was in Goodfellas and a bunch
Tony
of...
Tony Danza would come
Tony,
in.
Tony Danza was a regular
oh,
in the
really?
Place.
Yeah.
We did a show there every Wednesday, but you would hear him go, and so I tell Marty, I tell Marty in the scene where I'm sitting at the bar with Frank Vincent, I tell him, no, Marty, I don't need lines.
That was a real thing that he said.
That was a real thing that he said. Marty Scorsese, he wanted me to have a line in Goodfellas. I said, Marty, I don't need a line.
My character doesn't have lines.
My character, though, he don't talk.
What does Scorsese know? Lower your voice and let us do our
I'll
gig,
tell you
please.
Why my character didn't talk. It was by choice.
Was mine a little better now?
No, it's not.
Right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn up the main. We're going to do a couple of tests real quick, doesn't you? I'm going to turn up the main. I'm going to turn down yours, so you guys should still be loud.
Right.
I should boost mine a little.
Okay.
All right, so this is a test.
That's right.
This is a test of the Devin's Den broadcasting system. This is just a test.
See, I would never tolerate this if I was the program director of a radio station.
This is intolerable. This is intolerable.
Is that better? Everybody talk.
All right. Is everybody how's Davin's level now?
Check. Has the show been ruined by Davin's voice yet?
It doesn't need his voice to ruin.
Are you loud enough, Davin?
I think you just complimented. I don't know if you did or not.
That's
or
this
just
microphone
insulted
smells
all of us.
Getting better. It's getting better. Lisa says it's pee-ish. Getting better.
It smells pee-ish?
Yeah. Smell it. No. It's your microphone.
Yeah, I guarantee you nobody's urinating on the equipment.
Yeah.
Maybe the cat.
All right, it says it's getting better. It
smells like human pee.
Should we do a little bit more?
Do we need a little bit more loudness? Should it be a little louder?
More cowbell?
All right, Lisa and Joe's girl, could it be a little bit better? A little louder?
A little better.
Hold on, Joe. Don't talk. I'm going to see how it rated. Check. It's still low on my thing. How is it? Is it good?
I'm waiting for them to get back to me.
Oh, fucking. What are they doing, playing peanuts?
It says a tad.
A tad? What? All right, fine.
Do you want to switch with me? Oh, no, you got your little thingamajig hooked up there.
No, I don't want to switch. All right, how about that now?
All right. Now they're saying it's okay now.
There we go.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right, good. Well, at least it's not the syndicated portion.
Right.
I think I'm going to get a mic this week. I might have to go to Guitar Center, Joe.
You should ask for Jeremy and Comac.
You want to pick it up for me? You want to make it an extra I'm sure I'd love to see you again.
Jeremy shipped my
Jeremy spoke in the store today.
Actually, unless I got that mic, which is a Radio Shack mic, I probably would have to go to Guitar Center.
Yeah, get a good Shure. Get a Shure SM58.
This is a Shure mic.
Is it? Okay.
It's old, though.
Yeah, no, sure, it's old. Yeah, get it.
And my other Shure mic broke.
Sure.
All right, so go get an SM57.
How much does that cost?
Oh, it's $50, $60 bucks.
Okay, yeah.
Well, yeah. What do you know?
Sure. I mean, I've had the same Shure mics now for 15 years, and they're still great.
This one's over 15 years old. The other one I had broke.
Yeah,
that's a Radio Shack mic. That one's fine. But.
Yeah, but yeah, Shure mic. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fascinating for everybody.
Yes.
That's a great way.
That's right. It's
behind the scenes.
Yeah, we're going to stop and do our show. We're going to stop and do levels and discuss the equipment. Blow.
All right, don't go anywhere. More show. Oh, well, before I should introduce the music, while you're still there, I should tell you what you're going to listen to on the break. That would be the good thing to do. Mark Ganesh and DJ Preacher with their new single, I'm Alone. To learn more, you go to khbmusic.de, khbmusic.de. Mark Ganesh and DJ Preacher. We'll be right back.
On rogueradio.com, tunein.com, hawkradio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on rainrockradio.com and talksuperstation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. you'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.